New York City is finally doing a U-turn on the microcrisis. And let me tell you guys, the main reason why they're doing the microcrisis, I don't know. Nobody really knows. People like New York City could have easily took it in like 2,000 or 3,000 migrants and everything would have been okay. The city would have provided for them, got them into the city, and everyone would have been happy. But instead, they took it almost 200,000 migrants, which right now New York, frankly, is running low of money. You're talking about the city with probably the highest GDP in North America, and probably has a higher GDP than most countries in the whole entire world, going broke from being a sanctuary city. And what's really scary about this is investors and also a lot of hedge funds are leaving, which means that New York could probably never replenish those lost billions in the near future. Look at this turnaround from New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who is a big advocate for New York City to become a massive sanctuary city. He's also the one that's turning hundreds of hotels in New York and even tried to do a condo building, make them all into migrant shelters. New York is just one giant migrant shelter at this point. Why even go there? Now he is calling for an end of New York's sanctuary status. We're not really sure how the New York City Council is feeling because the mayor doesn't have complete power. He could propose something, but a lot of these things have to get voted on. But apparently what I've been hearing is the city council doesn't want to do this. They don't want to work with ICE. They don't want to deport anyone. And at the end of the day, they still want to be a sanctuary city. In fact, many people in the city council want more migrants in. Guys, it's 200,000 people already. They can't take in any more. If you're asking the city to go broke and bankrupt, I mean, just keep going, I guess. And during a town hall meeting, the mayor states that New York needs to start modifying these laws and be more flexible. Even the New York governor, being such a big advocate for the sanctuary city, is even turning her back on it, saying that there is a money problem and there needs to be some sort of border security. Wow, never thought I'd hear that from these guys. Now, one of the biggest things for the mayor and the New York governor is to make sure that New York City is healthy. And the best way to do it is to have as much money as possible. But right now, they're spending $12 to $15 billion, not really sure if they could really squeeze it out. The next couple years, if there's still a migrant crisis in New York City, the scary part is they don't know where to find more money for the migrants. And Adam says we're required to feed the migrants. Absolutely, right? What are you going to do, like let them starve? You can't do that. You got to feed them. But another thing is, when you have $53 million of prepaid debit cards for the migrants, that doesn't seem to add up right. Migrants also get like $14 a day or $13 a day for benefits, whereas Americans get like $8 to $9. So there's also a talk of fairness in the situation because people also feel like a lot of this stuff just simply is not fair at all, right? And $53 million of prepaid debit cards, this could easily help a lot of other people in New York City, people who are getting gentrified, people in Harlem who are sleeping on the streets, and they can't even live in like an empty condo building. I mean, New York City is just a massive mess, not to mention they don't have their priorities straight. We're seeing the NYPD not really doing much. They're shoplifting everywhere, not to mention patrols and subways are down. Subways in New York City are some of the most dangerous places to go to right now. There's even random attacks. That is something not where I want to go. New York is no longer the place to be. Guys, it's 2024. There's so many better cities out there to go from. You have plenty to choose. And look at this. Taxpayers are also fleeced. You spend $5.7 billion on the latest bids, but there are no bid contracts, and they're super duper expensive. Security guards, they should not be being paid $1,500 for an 8-hour shift. That's an outrageous price, even for like a nurse or a physician assistant or a pharmacist, let alone just a regular security guard. This is crazy because this is just one aspect of it. Food, blankets, and everything else is just super more expensive under these no-bid contracts. $5.7 billion, you could stretch that really, really far. But because there's a lot of profit-taking and a lot of these contracts are heavily rushed by the Adams administration, $5.7 billion isn't going to get you anything. In fact, they'll probably burn out within the next few months. How do you burn out on $5.7 billion? Whopping dollars. You just put that in perspective. You could literally build a whole entire city of skyscrapers and suburban homes with $5.7 billion. And they basically wasted it and burnt it all. And also, there seems to be a lot of clashes and protests happening in New York City. You have protests ranging from the new governor to the war over there in the Middle East. It's just a huge problem happening in New York City. There's subway attacks. There's protests everywhere. There's instability. Investors pulling out. You have a Trump fraud trial, the trucker boycott. And then you also have the whole migrant crisis, which is making the city basically go broke. This is not looking good at all. Check this out, guys. This is the trucker boycott. This is the New Jersey Turnpike. This is one of the main arteries into New York City. And what the trucker says is, yes, there's truckers, but it's kind of empty because these three lanes are mostly reserved for semi-trucks, whereas those three lanes are mostly reserved for regular pedestrian vehicles. He says that usually there's trucks literally neck and neck. All three lanes are full of trucks, and you front and back, there's trucks everywhere. But now it seems there's a lot less semi-trucks. And it's not just this guy saying. We have a lot of guys on X, truckers, who are saying the same thing. Many of the loads in New York, New Jersey, there's a lot more loads than drivers, whereas previously it was more like a one-to-one ratio, right? There's just enough amount of loads for the amount of drivers out there. But look at this. This is what it looks like. This is actually very empty, according to many truckers, because, like I said, this is very close to New York, about 30 to 50 miles. This is getting to the heart of New York City. This is when you'd be seeing a massive amount of semi-trucks being loaded up. We're seeing about a 20% of truckers boycott New York City, which is an enormous amount of number. If you guys don't believe it, in Colorado, they got on their knees because 12% of truckers boycotted. New York City has 20%, and now there's more loads than drivers. And New York City is not making it any easier for truckers to come in when they're also implementing a very, very heavy toll tax to go from Jersey to Midtown Manhattan. Now, another big thing happening in New York City is people are busting and finding these illegal makeshift shelters housing immigrants, right? You got people charging migrants $300 a day to stay in very cramped conditions. Like a furniture or restaurant store in Queens got busted. The dude was charging $300 a person. There was 80 people. Do the math. It was 24 G's a month. And not to mention, there were like people trying to like get like an abandoned hotel in New York City. Or it's like an abandoned library, and they're trying to make it to a migrant shelter before getting busted by the NYPD. This is wild, right? This is what happens when a city takes in way too many people, and you can't help everyone. Guys, New York City isn't even that big. It's 7 million people, you know, considered around the world as a mid-sized city. 7 million people, you take on 200,000 people. Of course, your city is on the brink of collapse. Not to mention, the benefits of New York is higher than any other city. Prepaid debit cards, free hotels, 3 meals a day. That seems luxurious. Do the poor people of America get that? Absolutely not. But also, we're seeing a lot of chaos, right? This is happening. This should not be happening at all if the city was well prepared. If the city was well prepared and had just the amount of shelters for the amount of migrants and didn't go all crazy on the migrant crisis, I guarantee you they could house everyone. And migrants, they don't have to do this kind of stuff. This sort of thing should not be happening in New York City. New York City right now is just a complete mess. But hopefully, they can fix themselves. Thanks for watching, guys. Comment below, and see you later.